Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Fresh explosions have been heard in southern Beirut, with reports from the Lebanese capital saying an area just outside the international airport was among those hit by Israeli strikes. Its perimeter borders the Dahiya area, Hezbollah's stronghold in the city. Aruna Ayunga reports.
Lebanon's capital has been hit by another wave of Israeli strikes, comparable in size, eyewitnesses say, to those which killed the Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah last week. Reports quoting Israeli sources said the target was believed to be Hashem Safieddine, Nasrallah's cousin and presumed successor as leader of the Lebanese militant group. Local media said Beirut had been struck at least 10 times. The Israeli army had issued a warning on social media to residents in southern Beirut, urging them to get at least 500 metres away from buildings marked on a map.
Health authorities say at least 18 Palestinians have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a cafe in a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military said its air force had used a fighter jet to attack a location in the city of Tulkarem and had killed the local head of Hamas and a number of other important militants. Violence in the West Bank has surged alongside the war in Gaza. The high-profile US Republican Liz Cheney has campaigned alongside the Democrat presidential candidate Kamala Harris in a repudiation of the Republican contender Donald Trump. Ms. Cheney had voted to impeach Mr. Trump over the 2021 Capitol riots and has since become a fierce opponent. Speaking in the battleground state of Wisconsin, Ms. Cheney described the former president as petty and vindictive and unfit to govern the United States. She praised Ms. Harris as a suitable candidate for president.
Vice President Harris has dedicated her life to public service. I know that she loves our country. And I know that she will be a president for all Americans. As a conservative, as a patriot, as a mother, as someone who reveres our Constitution, I am honored to join her in this urgent cause.
The wife of Donald Trump and former First Lady Melania Trump has expressed explicit support for abortion rights in a short video posted on social media.
Individual freedom is a fundamental principle that I safeguard. Without a doubt, there is no room for compromise when it comes to this essential right that all women possess from birth.
Her husband, Donald Trump, has maintained an ambiguous stance on abortion rights in the run-up to November's presidential election, but many in the Republican Party support a national ban. Mrs. Trump made the comments ahead of the publication of her memoir next week. BBC News. Dock workers in the United States have reached a tentative agreement with employers to end their three-day strike. The International Longshoremen's Association said the Employers' Alliance, the USMX, had agreed to raise pay by more than 60% over 10 years. Local authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 78 people are known to have drowned when an overcrowded passenger ferry capsized on Lake Kivu. The governor of South Kivu said more than 270 people were aboard the vessel. Around 60 people have been rescued. The African Union has called Britain's decision to hand over sovereignty of the Chagos Islands to Mauritius a major victory for the cause of decolonisation and international law. The deal to cede control of the strategically important islands, formerly the British Indian Ocean Territory, has taken years to negotiate. But Britain will lease the island of Diego Garcia from Mauritius for at least 99 years, ensuring the continuing operation of a joint US and UK military base there. Mauritius will be able to resettle Chagosians, more than 2,000 of whom Britain evicted to make way for the base on the archipelago's other islands. The Speaker of the National Assembly of Mauritius, Adrian Charles Duval, told the BBC that he welcomed the agreement.
It has brought joy to myself and to the country. It is a great and historical moment for our country. It will be long remembered as a great testament to the resolution of complex territorial disputes through dialogue and diplomacy.
Google has introduced a new way to search online by filming video. Users of its app, Google Lens, can now point their camera at something, record a short clip and ask a question about it. It's the latest move by the tech giant to incorporate AI into its search functions. That's the latest world news from the BBC.